Lastly, we come to the Bodhisattva Jagatindra's encounter with Vimalakirti, or part of it. Jagatindra happens to be at home one day. And while he was at home, a wonderful thing happened. He had a visit, an unexpected visit, an extraordinary visit. He had a visit from Mara, the evil one. Mara didn't come as Mara, of course. Mara never does. He came disguised as Indra, the king of the gods, that is to say, the gods of the highest heaven of the desire realm. And he came, believe it or not, surrounded by 12,000 heavenly maidens. And they all approached Jagatindra with the sounds of music and singing, choral singing. And perhaps we can just imagine the scene, can just imagine the glorious figure of the king of the gods in a blaze of light, decked with jewels, king of gods as he seems to be, and then the 12,000 beautiful heavenly maidens in all sorts of silks and jewels, very elegant, with their hair floating down their backs, and all that wonderful music and wonderful singing of all of them together. It probably sounded just like Monteverdi's Vespers. And then Mara saluted Jagatindra. He saluted him, the king of the gods, as he seems to be, saluted Jagatindra very, very meekly, very humbly. And he went to the extreme of touching Jagatindra's feet with his head. And he stood very respectfully to one side. So Jagatindra was completely taken in by this. We usually are. He thought it really was the king of the gods. So he rose to the occasion. He delivered a little sermon. I think we can call it that. A sermon suitable for a god. A sermon on impermanence. So then what did Mara say? Mara was deeply moved by this sermon, apparently. And he wanted to show his gratitude. So he said, "Good sir, accept from me these 12,000 divine maidens and make them your servants." Now Jagatindra may have been a bit of a fool, but he wasn't a complete fool. So he declined the offer. He said that heavenly maidens were not suitable for someone like himself. That is to say, someone who has taken up the higher spiritual life. At this point, along came Vimalakirti. And he really exposed the situation. He exposed what was going on. He said to Jagatindra, "You think this is Indra, but it is not Indra, it is Mara." So Vimalakirti functions just like your good spiritual friend. And Vimalakirti then said to Mara, "Since Jagatindra is unable to accept the heavenly maidens, give them to me." Mara became terrified. Well, even the disciples and bodhisattvas were reluctant to meet Vimalakirti, so you can guess how Mara felt. He tried to get away, quick, but it was no use. In the end, he had to hand over all 12,000 heavenly maidens, and he did so very reluctantly. So, what did Vimalakirti do with the 12,000 heavenly maidens, you may really be wondering. These 12,000 heavenly maidens were, of course, Mara's daughters in disguise. So what did Vimalakirti do? He taught them. He taught them to develop the bodhicitta, that is to say, the will to supreme perfect enlightenment for the benefit of all. Well, that's not the end of the episode, because Mara tries to get his daughters back, but he isn't very successful. However, we've seen enough of this particular encounter for our purpose. We won't go into it further. So what does it mean? It means that rejection is not enough. It means that asceticism is not an end in itself. After all, what do Mara's daughters represent? What do the heavenly maidens represent? They represent the emotions. They represent the passions. They represent them in their relatively crude and their relatively refined forms. So one who has taken up the higher spiritual life should not succumb to them. He should certainly have them well under control. And this stage is represented. This stage of development is represented by the Bodhisattva Jagatindra. His name, significantly perhaps, means ruler of the world. But control, conscious control, is not the last word in spiritual life. Rejection is not the last word in spiritual life. The emotions have to be converted. They have to be transformed. They have to be transmuted. They have to contribute their energies to the spiritual life. And this stage is represented by Vimalakirti. According to Thurman, the American translator of the text, there is a tantric element in the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, especially in this passage. And this may well be so. But we should be careful, we should be very careful not to misunderstand. We should not think, we should never think that we are accepting Mara's daughters like Vimalakirti when we're only succumbing to them like an ordinary person. The stage represented by Jagatindra is one that most of us will have to be in for a very long time, assuming that we can reach it, that is. But in the long run, it is not an end in itself. It's only a means to an end.